Thank you very much. So first of all, let me thank you for the very kind invitation to the Perimeter Institute and also for giving me this very nice opportunity to present my work. The title of my talk is Splitting Processes of Membranes in PPM Matrix Model and Three-Dimensional Analog of Riemann Surfaces. And this is our work done in collaboration with Stefano Kovacs, now at Dublin Institute for Advanced Study, and Yuki Sato, who is now in Wits University in South Africa. And this is not yet on the archive, and we are preparing the draft. So I have divided my talk plan into four parts, and there are four messages from each part. So let me first briefly go through these messages. This work is for us, it is a continuation of this work with this archive number. In this work, we have proposed some approach in which you consider approximation, which is valid for states with large angular momentum, which I will call as J. And if you focus on these states, actually this allows them to introduce nice approximation schemes such that you can combine ABJM duality and matrix model approach to M theory, and you can test both ADS-CFT and matrix model simultaneously. But I have to be quick. I mean, I can only describe rather than explain in this part of this old part. But this is important for us for the motivation to study these splitting processes. And then under this picture, actually, some three-point functions of ABJM theory involving monopole operators are dual to this splitting process of membranes, starting from single membrane, splitting into two. And this splitting process is a tunneling process in the PPM matrix model, so it is described by instantons. And I will describe known results of PPS instantons in PPM matrix model, and I will try to stress that the construction of explicit solution of instanton solution is really important. Now, once you have the instanton equation, you want to have explicit solutions, but before our work, there was very few known interesting solutions to these instanton equations. So we use again the large J approximation, and combined with certain known change of variables, actually these BPS instanton equations under this approximation can be turned into a three-dimensional Laplace equation. That will be the content of the third part. And in the fourth part, I will explain that actually in order to study the solution to the Laplace equation, which corresponds to splitting process of membranes, actually you have to introduce a certain two copies of R3 and connect them in a way analogous to Riemann surface. And after this, I will finish with some brief comments, and I want also to show you by slides the exact solution to the Laplace equation of this boundary condition. And you can see that this is a nice set of pictures in which you can see that one membrane is really deforming into two membranes. So let me start with the first part with some words about matrix model. So when I say matrix model, I mean the matrix model of M theory. Written down first by Dovizioso and Nicolai in 1988. Considered, discovered again in 1906 by Banks, Fischer, Schenker, Susskind. And this is by far the best candidate for the formulation of M theory. However, it is not established. It has important unsolved problems. And the question which is relevant for our work is the following. So the first question is, what are the good observables in M theory, are they S matrix, or do they have, are there more sort of tractable observables in M theory? That is, I think, an important question. And then, if you know what you want to compute in M theory, you have to sort of formulate these observables in terms of the language of matrix model. That is the next step. So when I write MM, it is matrix model. Finally, suppose you formulate it in the matrix model and you are able to compute it. Then you have to ask whether the result of the computation is really correct. So if you take low energy limit, you can compare the result to 11 dimensional supergravity. If you compactify it into 10 dimensions, you can compactify the result to type 2A theory. But if you are really working in genuinely 11 dimensional space, and for states which is for which supergravity is not applicable, actually it is not, it's very non-trivial to verify the result of the computation to be sure that what you have computed is correct. So in the, our previous work, I've tried to sort of address these questions by combining it to ADS-CFT, ADS-4-CFT-3, let me call it, in the M-theory regime. And the important tool we used is the approximation valid for large J. And this is an idea which was very successful for ADS-5-CFT-4, duality between string on ADS-5 and any cost for supermills by Berenstein and Malras and Nastase. So in a sense, our work was a membrane version of BMN. So it has various analogous features. But of course, there are important differences, because in BMN, they construct string states by using spin chains, what is now called as spin chains. And however, the important object in M theory is membranes, not strings. So one has to consider BMN-like operators which corresponds to membranes. And that is what we have done in that work. So let me, I want to draw a table to explain that work. So on the ADS side, let me start from the explanation of the standard ADS-4-CFT-3. You have M theory defined on ADS-4 cross S7 over ZK. The CFT dual is, as is well known, so-called ABJM theory, which is, I think, formulated in 06. And it is a UN cross UN Chan-Simon theory with level K. The curvature radius of S7 measured in Planck unit is related to the parameter of gauge theory by N, by this formula. And many works on this duality is done in the regime where you take large N limit with N over K fixed. And that's the type 2A regime. But what I'm interested is not that regime. I am interested in the regime where K is of order 1. Now, actually, I will set K is equal to 1 in the rest of my talk. Basically, in the rest of my talk, and N large. So this is interesting because you can deal with M theory directly, but it's also difficult in the sense that you don't know how to do quantum computation for M theory on ADS spacetime. And on the CFT side, because Taft coupling is not fixed, it is not possible to use planar approximations. It's a very different type of ADS-CFT compared to ADS-5-CFT-4, for example. And so our idea is to focus on the state of large J. And if one focus on the state is largely on the ADS side. One can study this theory by the approximate ADS space by PPA space, basically, and use PPA matrix model. And the matrix size of this matrix model is you deal with J over K by J over K matrices in this theory. And you have six matrix corresponding to the direction from S7. And you also have three matrix I will call it Y, which will be important in later, which comes from ADS4 directions. And you also have fermions. So they are all J over K by J over K matrices. And on the right-hand side, we have studied this state with large J via ABJM theory, which is radially quantized. And corresponding to the angular momentum, one has to consider state with large R charge. This means that one has to choose one of the scalar fields, so ABJM has theory has complex scalar field by fundamental phi 4, and I choose phi 4. So I excite phi 4 j times. And this excitation kind of induces large background magnetic field, which is of the monopole type. So this background magnetic flux is the basically in the radial quantization is the definition of the monopole operator. So we on the right hand side the framework we use is ABJM theory radial quantized with large background magnetic monopole flux of order J. Yeah. So I want to continue that table here. So for the BPS sector, as I will explain later more concretely, the BPS ground state of the PPA matrix model is given by a collection of fuzzy spherical membranes. These ground states are labeled by a partition of integers. So you write the total angular momentum into the sum of these j's. And this each j corresponds to angular momentum of each spherical membrane. So for example, if you have j is equal to j1 plus j2, you have some solutions which looks like this. You have a concentric sphere, and actually the radius of this sphere is proportional to j in the ADS direction. So this is extended in the y direction. And on the other hand, the BPS states in ABJM side is characterized by so-called GNO charges of background monopole flux, which also is characterized by partition of integers. So this is of monopole flux, background monopole flux. Actually, you have a nice one-to-one correspondence. And we have studied the near BPS excitation around this state, which is basically the BMN operator for membranes. And this non-BPS excitations, so let me consider for simplicity the case where there's only one J here. There's only one spherical membrane. So you have an object, spherical membrane in the matrix model, and you have to want to study fluctuation of this object. So naturally, this excitation is labeled by spherical harmonics on S2, possibly with spin. And you have a few polarizations. So I have a spherical membrane in the matrix model. And you just consider states of states in the matrix model, which is spherical membranes, and you just excite it. So it's an oscillating state of membranes.
So it's an open string degree of freedom.
So this is M-theory. So I mean, it is open string in the sense that I have to also excite off-diagonal elements of matrix model. And from the D0 point of view, that would correspond to open string. But I would prefer to just call it as a degrees of freedom of matrix model. So polarization, there are six polarizations coming from 6x, originally from SO6. And three polarization coming from Y, originally from ADS4, and also fermions. And I want to consider corresponding excitations in the dual side. Then what I have to do is to excite starting from this state with GNO charges. And this is an ABGM theory defined on S2 cross R1. So again, the excitation is labeled, since it is a field theory on S2 cross R1. Labeled by spherical harmonics, possibly with spin. And corresponding to six real polarization, I have three compressed scalar field, which I haven't used yet. And fluctuation in the y direction actually corresponds to combination phi 4 and gauge field. They are kind of fixed mechanism. And fermion corresponds to fermions. And we have computed the fluctuation spectrum in the leading order of large J approximation. And the result looks like this. So on both sides, I get this type of formula, where this small L is the small L of the spherical harmonics. So naturally, you have Laplacian on the sphere. And you get this formula from both sides in the leading order of the approximation. So the approximation schemes involved on the ADS side, there are two approximations. First is to approximate ADS space by PP wave. And this is valid for when J square over N is smaller than 1, or J smaller than square root over N. So N, J cannot be too large. And the other approximation is the loop expansion of the matrix model. So matrix model is a interacting theory, but you can do standard loop expansion. And the one loop contribution is suppressed by this power of J, like this. So if this is small, you can rely on the perturbation theory on the matrix model, which means that.
Can we interpret the formula that you wrote as saying that as some kind of top? I mean, it looks like some very simple formula. It should have a simple interpretation.
Aha.
The square root. Is it just because the object is something?
Thanks. So as I said, this spherical membrane grows with J. So the size of this spherical membrane grows with J. And if this size is comparable to the radius of ADS space, you cannot approximate the ADS space by PP wave. So in order to approximate ADS space by PP wave, the object should be concentrated near the equator. And this condition is. Ah, excuse me.
No, I'm talking about square root.
This one?
Yeah, no, square root.
Delta
the formula. You say you get this formula, but the formula looks very simple. It looks just like some angle, you have some energy on the left hand side.
This formula. Excuse me. Yeah, this formula is.
It should be a simple explanation.
Yes. So first, I mean, so you consider fluctuation of this spherical membrane. And this spherical membrane is really stable. So if you fluctuate, it wants to go back to the original polygon. And that's partially because of the mass term in the PPM matrix model. And this mass term goes into this one over four. And you also have tensional membranes. So if you oscillate membranes very weakly configuration, you have higher energy, which is, I mean, it should be SO2 invariant. So it should be Laplacian on the S2, which is this part. So there are so it's rather similar to BMN case. You have mass term plus oscillations. And on the, actually on the ADS side, it's more simple, so to speak, in the sense that this 1 over 4 comes from the mass 1 over 2 in the radial quantization. You have radial, in, if you radial quantize the ABGS, you get mass 1 over 2. So that is this one. And this LL plus 1 is just the spatial derivative part, which is given by Laplacian OS2.
So if you have several modes, you just add up several square roots, right?
Exactly, exactly, exactly.
So that's the most interesting effect to start studying is the interaction between these modes.
Yes. Yes.
In the BMN case, right?
Yes.
In the BMN case, you have the
yes. 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 Exactly.
The
exactly. Exactly.
Part starts to be when the modes start interacting.
Yeah. So,
can
but
you say something about the interaction of these different
segments? One thing I can say is that this interaction can be computed in the matrix model side by this. So we haven't computed that interaction in the dual side, basically because of the, I mean, it should be a straightforward computation, but it's complicated. But on the other hand, I can say that there's some difference between BMN, basically because BMN string is point-like, ground state is point-like, but our spherical membrane is extended already. So actually, even before talking one loop effect, I have this kind of this type of square root something plus something squared form, and which. So even in the trivial, you get some. I think you already get some non-trivial formation. But I agree. I mean, computing the interaction is the most important step. One of the most important steps. We want to do that, but we haven't been able to make much progress because of the complexity, just complexity of the ABGM theory. So that loop expansion is suppressed when J is larger than cubic root. And of course, this can be these two can be satisfied both.
By the way, just a question. That square root is a perfect square.
Yeah, right. Yeah, all right. And that's.
Yeah.
So actually, so from the point of view of dual theory, actually, it means that you introduce L number of derivatives starting from a scalar. You can interpret this like that. There are certain subtleties, but basically, you can interpret it like that. And this spectrum is computed, by the way, in the BMN matrix model, I mean, in 2002. And then they have just noticed that this strange fact that it can it is complete square. But there was no interpretation. In a sense, the reason that it is a complete square is that in ABGN, so you can rewrite it in terms of derivatives, L number of derivatives acting on field, actually. Yeah. And on the dual side.
But then it's really just a computation of bare dimensions.
Well, it, but actually, so as I said, it's subtle in the sense that there you have background magnetic flux. And so probably when I say it's just derivative, it's probably too simplified. I mean, you have to be a bit careful. And there are various shifts. And exactly, yeah, exactly. But yeah, right. Mm. And actually, so on the CFT side, you have, because of the existence of large J, you have a very massive state. So the mass scale difference is order J. Because you have order J magnetic flux, you have very heavy states. And you have to integrate out these heavy states, which would introduce some kind of Born-Oppenheimer approximations. And our expectation is that working out this Born-Oppenheimer approximation should reproduce these small parameters on the ADS side. And you can study the power, that in the power counting level, and it is consistent if with this expansion if you assume certain supersymmetric cancellations. But you have to do the computation to really show the correction is really small. So that is our work. So this is the end of my first part. So the idea is to focus on large J states, and then you can study both the ADS side and CFT side, and you can test both of the matrix model proposal and the ADS-CFT proposal simultaneously. So let me go to the second part, and I would like first to start from discussing the vacuum structure of the PP matrix. I will focus on the case K is equal to 1, and I will focus, choose the Planck length to be equal to 1. So Hamiltonian of the PP matrix model looks like this. So you have Hamiltonian, which is equal to, so the field is x, 6x field x, and 3 field y. Also, all of them are J by J matrices. And there are 9 conjugate momentum matrix. So you have standard kinetic term. And you have also the standard commutator squared potential term. And if I separate x and what contribution of x and y, it looks like this. So this is the matrix model for the, apart from fermions, this is the matrix model for the flat space case. And for PPA matrix model, you have two extra terms. One is the mass term for both x and y. And so-called Myers coupling, cubic coupling. Y field. And the physical interpretation of these terms are as follows. So this P squared is just an inertia of membranes. These commutator square terms come from tension of the membranes. And this mass term is standard mass term in the PPA approximation. And you have different coefficients for X and Y because ADS and S has different radius. And this term comes from the flux term, flux in the ADS for the coupling of M2 brain to flux. And the potential term which is these three terms can be written as follows. So you can complete you can write it in the complete square form, sum over complete square form by this. I'm just copying the first two terms, which is sum of squares plus so it is strictly positive, or positive or zero. So what I have done is to, I mean, if I square the first term, you get this term. The cross term between these two guys is this Myers coupling. And the square of this term is this term. And I think I forget to write x squared. So since the potential term is always zero or positive. So if I put x equal to zero, this term vanishes. And if I put this term to zero, so for x equals 0 and yj is equal to I, for these states, this equality just means that this something in the parentheses vanishes. You get a state with zero energy, and that is the ground state, classical ground state. So this is nothing but commutation relation of SU2 with some factor. So actually, the solution, all solution of this can be written by this formula where Ly is the standard representation of SU2. J by J matrices. And this Ly can be in general reducible. So for example, I mean, in general reducible. So for example, one can have completely reducible Ly. You have a lot of non-zero elements everywhere. Then what you get is not everywhere, but with J by J. And you can show that this corresponds to single spherical membrane. We have one single spherical membrane here. For example, if I consider a block diagonal matrix, size J1, J2, so J is equal to J1 plus J2, you get two membranes with different radius, actually. So you have something like this. And this J1 is equal to J1 plus J2 is just a special case of G formula somewhere here. Yeah, this one. And this one. Now, so the number of diagonal block is number of membranes, and this means that the matrix model contains multiple membranes, state of multiple membranes, and in principle you can compute the transition amplitude between multiple membranes. So schematically, if I write the y direction like this, it is you have a potential of the form something like this. Now many inequivalent vacua. And of course, this y is a very multi-dimensional space. This is just a schematic picture. So you can have a instanton solution like this. And this will give us the transition amplitude between, say, single membrane to two membranes. And this existence of this transition amplitude suggests that in the CFT side, this is the boundary, ABGM theory. Or if I start from some point with monopole operator corresponding to single membrane, from this point, single membrane pops up. And in the bulk, at some point, it will go through this instanton process, splits into two membranes. And then these two guys can propagate in the travel in the ADS space to two different points in the boundary. So by this type of picture, you expect that three-point function of monopole operators should correspond to a single membrane to two membranes transition. This is very much analogous to the case where you have single trace operator here. In the bulk, it will split into two double trace operator and go to, it's like three-point function of spin chain operators. So this is the sort of the kind of grand plan we wish to pursue. So I want to compute three-point function monopole operators on the CFT side. And I want to compute this transition amplitude on the CFT side, in the ADS side. And I want to compare these two. And if they matches, this will, for example, be a test that splitting of membranes, which should be an important process in M theory, can be that the matrix model in matrix model may be verified or tested by combining it with ADS-CFT. So that is the sort of the thing I want to do in future. And today's talk is I will focus on the ADS side to study these instanton processes. training for this. Let me sort of give you the physics of instantons. So in particular, the BPS instantons, which we expect to be the dominant contribution to this transition amplitude. This is, I will follow the paper by E and E in O3. So I will start from the matrix model, Euclidean action of the matrix model. And let me be sloppy about the factors, so let me not write factor of R. So it is an integral over the time. And first you have, and I will only focus on the y direction. So you have dt of dy squared, the standard kinetic term, and the commutator squared term. Mass term and Myers couplings. I'm considering the Euclidean action because I want to study instanton. And this can again be written as a complete square form like this. So I have dy dt plus I times yy commutator plus some term proportional to y. So if I square this term, I get this one. If I square this term, I get this one. If I square this term, I get this one. And the cross term between these two guys is just this guy. And you also have cross term between these two terms and these two terms, which is actually a total derivative in time, which looks like something like So this formula means that this term only depends on the vacuum at the time plus infinity and time minus infinity. So I want to study a transition from a vacuum to another vacuum. So this term only depends on these two vacuums. And this is always positive. So the integral is since this is a complete square, the integral is always larger than this boundary term. And so it is minimized. So Euclidean action is minimized for when this is equal to zero. So for any given pair of vacua, SE is minimized when this equation holds. Let me be sloppy. And this is the BPS instanton equation. And this was studied by Backus on Hoppe and Piorin in a different context. So this is not a standard term, but maybe I will call this equation the BHP equation. And and Backus and Piorin has studied properties of this BPS instanton equation. Let me summarize the result. Basically, what they have done is they have shown a そんなクライテリア for the existence of BPS instantons for given pair of vacua. And when they exist, they have computed the dimension of moduli space. So this BPS instanton equation has the solution of it has moduli continuous parameters, and the number of moduli was computed in these papers. But there are, on the other hand, there are very few explicit solutions. And actually, the known solution is a bit boring solutions, like one irreducible going to 1 plus 1 plus 1 plus 1 plus 1 case. This 1 plus 1 plus 1 vacuum means that every y is equal to 0. Some one membrane going to is sort of is teared apart completely, and it will just become a, some pointer-like object. So there are very few explicit solutions is known. And what we want to do in the end is to do the integration over the moduli space. So in order to do that, one has to compute, and also we have to compute the log determinant effect, fluctuation analysis from the BPS instantons. So for that case, so if, for example, if you want to do log determinant analysis or integration over moduli, you need explicit solutions. So that was sort of our aim. Need for explicit solutions to the instant equation. And this is the end of my second part. So the three-point functions of monopole operator corresponds to this instanton effect. And moduli space dimension, something like moduli dimension of moduli space is known, but there is no explicit solutions, very few explicit solutions. So I want to sort of have more control over the solution. So I want to have explicit solutions. Sorry? Yeah, so I mean, there's a kind of analogous sort of line of research in ADS5 CFT4 case, in which you compare the transition amplitude in the PPF S string field theory to a three-point function BMN matrix model. And first, if you want, I mean, in this approach, you have to sort of first fix the relation between the three-point function and SFT vertex, and then you have to compute SFT vertex. And now this instanton amplitude is one piece of the SFT vertex, computation with SFT vertex. I mean, you have to integrate over moduli of the instanton, for example, to get the vertex transition amplitude. For the multi-ins, yeah, I mean, for example, if you want to consider this is something. I guess in general you need, but I expect that would be the higher order term in the computation. Multi-instanton would be less dominant. So let me go to the third part to start from this equation. So the idea is to use approximation which varies for large J, where J is the size of the matrix. So Y is a J by J matrix. Sorry, Y is 3 J by J matrices. For large J, So you can do the following. So you can replace this yi, which is a function of time, to a yi, small yi, which is a function of time, and two continuous coordinate. And there is a sort of prescription to sort of turn functions into matrices or matrices into functions. And under this rule, these equations for large capital Y becomes an equation for small y like this. Where this curly bracket is some operator defined between two functions on two-dimensional space, which looks like a Poisson bracket. And so actually this type of this is actually doing the so-called matrix regularization backward. Matrix regularization is what is involved in writing the matrix model as a regularized membrane theory. So actually, so this is just going back to the membrane language. This transformation means that you are going back to the membrane language. In particular, if one wishes, you can start from a PP wave membrane Hamiltonian and write down BPS instanton equation, which is exactly this equation. So this is the first transformation of the equations. And let me call it as a continuum version of Bakasov-Pepiolin equation. And by a simple change of variables, which looks like yi, so by defining zi, you can absorb this extra linear term. And again, by also redefining time coordinate by this. It's a very simple exercise. Perhaps you can see it immediately. And the result you get is dt dg is equal to, so this is you can just absorb the linear term. And the corresponding matrix equation with commutator is the standard norm equation. So this is a continuum version of the norm equation. And this continuum version of norm equation was studied before by Ward in 90, and also by Yensoke by 94. And it is known that this equation is actually equivalent locally to a Laplace equation. And there is an interesting change of variables. So this equation is defined as an equation of, this is ds. This gi is a function of s, sigma 1, sigma 2. So this is the dependent variable. These are independent variables. There are some change of variable which exchange the independent and dependent variable. So instead of these functions, you consider s as a function of gi. Then what you can show is that actually this S satisfies the Laplace equation, where this Laplacian means that it just del Zi over del S. I think Ward studied for basically from the mathematical physics point of view. I mean, he writes it as a one example that large N simplifies the problem. And of course it's considered also from the membrane point of view. But And so the sort of calculation involved in showing that this deriving this Laplace equation is basically lots of change of variable, chain rules, and something like Maxwell relations in you see in the thermodynamics. You do the change of variables, and you get various relations between del del of del del something of del something. And let me not explain this more. So okay, this is the end of my third part. And let me I'm not sure. Maybe I will not. So let me go over to the fourth part. Of my talk. So before doing that, let me first try to explain the simplest solution of the instant equation and why, what kind of solution it is in the Laplace equation language. So the one of the simplest equation of instant equation that is that you are staying at one vacuum at all time. So you start from single membrane vacuum and you are always on this single membrane vacuum. That is a special solution to the instant equation. Namely, I mean, you have this dt dy is equal to zero for the vacuum case. So if you are exactly on the vacuum at the initial time, you are always on this vacuum. And actually, this solution corresponds to in the Laplace equation language, it is just a, let me write that this is a G space. This is a space of GI. And I put the point charge on the origin. Then since I'm used to three-dimensional Laplace equation in electrostatics, let me also write S as phi. This is just a notation. Then for the point charge case, phi is equal to R over 1, obviously. And in other words, this is S is equal to phi is equal to 1 over R in this G language. So if I think of an equipotential surface, which should be the time snapshot of the membrane, in the G space, it is a sphere with radius S over 1. So equipotential surface over Coulomb potential is a sphere, and the radius grows like 1 over S. And by using that transformation variables, this S is equal to e to the minus t. So this is equivalent to e to the t. And this is the solution in Z space. And in Y space, you have to introduce this change of variables by a factor of e to the minus t. So in Y space, in Z space, this is a sphere with radius e to the t. And in Y space, this is a sphere with radius e to the t times e to the minus t is equal to constant. So this is a constant equation. So point charge solution of the Laplace equation corresponds to simple spherical membrane. And qualitatively, so actually you can try various charge distribution and consider various phi associated with it. And you can construct various solutions of time evolution of membranes. But none of them actually includes this splitting process. Okay, it includes some interesting new solutions other than what is studied in Backer Soper Purin. But you can do it for simple R3. You cannot find a J going to J1 plus J2 solutions by simply considering charge distribution in R3. And qualitatively, this let me explain the reason. So I want to find the splitting process is first you have a single membrane and you do something. And in the end, you have two membrane, two concentric membrane. So what happens qualitatively is like this. I will show you later the real quantitative picture later. Qualitatively, what happens is the following. So first, there will be some dip at the North Pole. And this dip will evolve like this. And at some point, it will split into two. And you might think that this splitted small membrane is going to the origin, and that would give this solution, but that's actually wrong. And the important point is that this membrane has an orientation. So let me imagine that the outside is of this membrane is colored in black, and the inside of this membrane is colored in white. Then this is black and white. This is black, white. So actually, the small membrane inside has the opposite orientation. And so it is not a stable solution. Stable spherical membrane is not in this orientation, is not a stable solution because it feels the opposite force from the flux. So what happens actually is that, so let me just focus on these small membranes, is that these small membranes, if with white black structure changes, deforms again like this. And at some point, it will go through itself. Then it develops some kink. Then it becomes something more like something like this. And you get something like this. And then it goes to the spherical membrane. So I'm just talking about these smaller membranes. And if you do that, actually, this white-black membrane becomes black-white, the correct structure. So qualitatively, this is what happens. So in other words, this transition involves splitting process and flipping process, basically. You have to do both. You have to have both. And the crucial point is that in this flipping process, you have a self-intersection of membranes. And no equipotential surface of Laplace equation can self-intersect. And that's why you have to have two copies. So in the end, the picture is the following. So I prepare two copies of R3. And I will have some loop here. We have the same loop with same shape. I have some disk with this loop as a boundary. So this is analogous to branch point. Let me call it as a branch loop. And okay, let me not write formula. Phi at this side is equal to phi at the opposite side in the first space. Yeah. Let me write it like this. So this is side A, side B. This is side A prime, side B prime. Basically, the boundary condition is that phi at A is equal to phi at B prime. Phi at B prime is equal to phi at A prime. And similar formula for the normal derivative for phi. And then I will put some point charge in the first space. So if the electrostatic potential is very large, the equipotential surface looks like a small sphere. So if potential is phi is very large, this means that time t is equal to going to the minus infinity. So t close to minus infinity, you have a single spherical membrane. So you have point charge with charge j. And the sum of these electric flux lines goes into this disk, which pops up in the second space. So in the second space, there is no other point charge. So if you look at the asymptotic infinity, you have a Coulomb potential with charge, let's say, J2. So the number of flux lines is J2 here. And in the first space, in the asymptotic infinity, you lose J2 number of electric flux lines. So you have a J1 flux lines, and you have J is equal to J1 plus J2 lines. So by this way, for large electric potential, you have one single membrane. And for small phi going to zero, you have two spherical membranes in the first space and second space. And rather surprisingly, for a simple, we have found later that for the simplest branch loop, namely the complete circle, actually the Laplace equation in this boundary condition is solved 100 years ago by English physicist Hobson in 1900, following Sommerfeld and Lord Kelvin's work. And I will show you the solution later, but let me first conclude by some comments, or by summarizing the talk. So first, I would like to sort of advocate this, our approach to use large approximation and combining PPA matrix model and ABJM theory. And in particular, three-point function monopole operators corresponds to instantons in PPA matrix model. And if you use this large approximation and replace the Bakasov-Pepiolin equation to continuum version of Bakasov-Pepiolin equations, actually you can study these BPS solutions by Laplace equation. And in particular, this type of Riemann space type boundary condition is relevant for considering single membrane going to two. And the next step would be to consider the matrix version of the solution. And compute log determinant around this solution. Also do the integration of a moduli space. Optimistic scenario is that this integration is actually dominated by a single saddle point. And think similar process in the CFT side, and to verify that matrix model really contains interaction membranes. And one comment I want to make is that it is rather intriguing that you get three-dimensional Riemann space for interaction membranes, because interaction of string theory is governed by two-dimensional Riemann surface. So it is tempting to speculate that this may be a first hint of similar structure in membrane theory. And let me go back to, I want to use slides to really show this special solutions for Laplace equation. So what I'm going to show is a contour of a case where this you have one branch loop and one point charge. This is actually symmetric configuration, so I am just writing a cross section, one cross section. You have to rotate in this way to see this picture. And I don't see any picture of here. Oops. I have seen it. I'm not sure what to do. When I have tried before the talk, it works. But somehow it doesn't work, so maybe it means restarting my laptop. Oh, I see. I want to push okay. And so okay, so this is the picture. So this is the point charge. This green dot is point charge. Something with this dashed line is the branch group. So for large value of the potential, you have a spherical, almost spherical equipotential surface. And the blue lines are those contour in the first space. You have two copies of space. When there is a contour in the second space, I write in red color. And this is just a kind of expanded plot of this picture. I'm just expanding to see the details. So the membrane will deform, so there will be a dip on the north pole. And if you continue, you get splitting. So the membrane splitted into two pieces. And this red line is draw the contour in the second space. So I'm drawing two contours at the same time. And this small membrane will flip, and it will become two membranes. That's one possible solution. There are other cases. Let's see. Other cases, so if I change the parameter, which is the distance between the point charge and the branch cut, you have something like this. So actually, you have this flipping process already happening before the splitting. And now it has split into two. And now you have one single membrane is becoming two membranes. OK, let me stop. Thanks. Exactly. Yeah, which is equivalent to the ratio, I mean, the ratio between the radius of the branch cut, branch disk, and the distance between branch cut and the point charge. So if the point charge is very close to the branch disk, the ratio of J and J1 is basically 1/2. If it is far away, it is going to zero. Yes, I think so. But if you compute metric, yes, I think. But yeah, but nonetheless, I think you can describe it as a smooth solution of the continuum. Yes, yes. Thank you very much.